I invite you now to go to panel 21, the last one in this room. We are making a leap in time and reaching the end of the 12th century. On this map, you will see the different settlements of Catharism in Europe, in the broad sense of the term. Indeed, we realize that the Cathar religion has been present all over Europe and not only in the south of France. In France, we can mention very important homes in the north and the center, notably in Burgundy and Champagne. Note also the presence of Cathar churches in Flanders and Rhineland, which corresponds to a part of Belgium, the Netherlands, and Germany today. In all, the north of Italy and Sicily, the north of Spain and Bosnia. Finally, you can see homes called Bogomil in the more eastern regions, Macedonia, Bulgaria, and so on. Implementation has therefore been very broad, although this is not quite the same in all regions. Indeed, the homes of Catharism did not have the same importance and the same duration everywhere. Not all of them were persecuted, and above all, they were not named in the same way. It is therefore the moment to conclude, to make a parenthesis, to clarify the word Cathar, very fashionable today, but which was very little used in the Middle Ages. In the first place, it must be known that this term was used only by the persecutors, Inquisition and Crusade, to denounce the heretics, and almost only in the north of France and in Germany, never in Occitania. It is apparently in Germany, at the end of the 12th century, that this word was invented by a monk eager to denounce the heretics. This monk enjoyed making a play on words with the German word Katze, meaning cat. Indeed, the cat in the Middle Ages is considered a diabolical animal. It is an animal which has a bad reputation, and of which one is suspicious. Thus, the word Cathar is a very pejorative term, which makes it possible to say that they are the worshippers of the devil, the agents of the devil, and so on. So it is not a word used by the Cathar themselves. The Cathar used other terms to describe themselves. Good men and good women, good Christians, or good believers, or Christians, simply because they considered themselves the only true Christians.